Is 8:07. Currently fair skies and 27 degrees in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, you can watch a stream of our program on the Bow Falls Radio X page and also the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page. So you can go there and see a video of what is happening here in our studio. Also, if you would like to let us know what's on your mind here on this Friday morning, you can either call or text. The simplest way is to download the Civic Media app and then open up the Bow Falls Radio page, and then you'll be able to click on either the text button or on the phone button. But also, you can call us up or text us at the following number. So get that pen and paper ready and write this down. Our text number and our phone number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear from you. Anything that's on your mind as we get closer and closer to Election Day, as we get towards another busy sports weekend, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. Coming up on the program in just a little bit, at the bottom of the hour at 8:34, we'll be joined by Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens. Mike has been keeping an eye on what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. It's been a pretty rough week for the Bucks. They let a big lead get away against the LA Lakers on Tuesday night, losing in double overtime at home. And then last night, they started a road trip, falling to the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Bucks down to the final single digits number of games. In fact, I think there are 9 games remaining in the NBA regular season, if I'm not mistaken. So for the Milwaukee Bucks, still trying to put it together. It's not been put together, and we're now, 73 games into the season. See if Milwaukee can finally get things moving, get things ready for the playoff run. We'll talk to Mike about that. Of course, the Sweet 16 underway for the Marquette Golden Eagles tonight. Marquette taking on North Carolina State in the regional semifinal, trying to work their way towards the Final Four. Marquette, rather fortunate bracket. They have an opportunity to get to the Elite Eight with a win tonight without facing a seed any lower than double digits. You don't see that very often. You usually run into a single-digit seed by this point, but have not been able to. The favorites in that bracket have fallen by the wayside, and the beneficiary has been the Marquette Golden Eagles. So taking on another double-digit seed tonight with North Carolina State. So we'll talk about that. It is opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers were rained out yesterday in New York, but they will take on the Mets at Citi Field this afternoon. And some Packer news in terms of free agency, and perhaps even a trip to Brazil in the future for the Green Bay Packers. So we'll talk about that with Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34. And then in the second hour at 9:20, we'll be talking to Paul Mickling, our weekly Wisconsin sports segment with the athletic director and football coach at Newman Catholic High School. Paul Mickling coming up and talking to us at 9:20 this morning. Real quickly, I mentioned Marquette taking on North Carolina State in the Sweet 16 last night. It was a rather interesting night with the first four Sweet 16 games. There were four games last night, four games tonight, and then the Elite Eight with a couple of games tomorrow and a pair of games on Sunday. And last night, three of the four lower seeds were victorious. The only top seed to win was UConn. They beat San Diego State 82-52. But then number six Clemson upset number two Arizona 77-72. It was number four Alabama upsetting number one seed North Carolina 89-87. And number three, Illinois, beat number two-seeded Iowa State 72-69. So some upsets, and I know that I did not have those upsets in my bracket. So we have a bracket that's going on here at Civic Media, and I was in good shape going into last night. In fact, I was in second place, but I also had the ability to get the most points if my teams continued to win. But last night, I lost three of the four games. I'm not sure if anybody else would have had those upsets, but it did not help my bracket, to say the least. The time is 8:12. Again, as I look outside, quite a bit of cloud cover, a little bit of sunshine poking through as well. 27 degrees is the temperature. Expecting a rather pleasant day today. In fact, it's going to be warmer than we saw yesterday. Mostly sunny. 49 degrees is the high temperature. However, into tonight, some precipitation will be moving in. In fact, if you look at a winter weather advisory that's in effect, basically Marathon County is right below the winter weather advisory. Wintry mix expected late tonight into Saturday morning. Lincoln County is among those counties involved in this winter weather advisory. Also Langley County, Oneida County, Vilas County, Menominee counties. Goes from midnight tonight till 10 a.m. Saturday. So if you're heading north into this evening, make sure that you are aware that there could be some very slick roads to be seen in north and north central Wisconsin. Need to say hello to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Holiday weekend, so getting set for Easter weekend, and obviously it's usually an unofficial gateway into spring, but
that's true.
Again, expecting a little bit of wet weather tonight into tomorrow, a bit of a chilly weather, but again, I think it'll be a pretty family-oriented weekend for you.
It should be, just going to church on Easter Sunday and having a nice breakfast after. I always like the Easter services. It always gives me a good feeling every time I go.
Very good. And also a real quick note, I don't think I've ever mentioned this on a program. On Sunday morning, if you're somebody that is not able to get to church here on Bull Falls Radio, we do have a St. Peter's Lutheran Church service every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Broadcast from St. Peter's Church. So again, that's at 8:30. And also don't forget that every week at 7 o'clock, we do have our Hmong radio program, the Wausau Area Hmong radio program. It's been on the air for about a quarter of a century. It's really been really a staple here on Bull Falls Radio. So on Sunday morning, starting at 7 a.m., you got the Wausau Area Hmong radio program. You have Viewpoints then at 8 o'clock, and at 8:30, the services from St. Peter Lutheran Church. And also don't forget that then from 9 a.m. on in the morning on Sundays, you got Music from the Stars, really cool music program that we have on Sunday mornings to get your Sundays off to a fantastic start. But as well, coming up start of next week, we are scheduled to start our spring sports schedule. Yep. If the weather holds up, I've been looking at the Monday forecast, and of course things can change, and it's a little iffy right now. We are scheduled to have our first high school sports broadcast for the spring sports season coming up on Monday. And again, during the spring, we'll be bringing you live coverage of Marathon High School baseball and softball, Wausau West baseball and softball, and Newman Catholic High School softball. And we are scheduled for the Marathon Red Raiders on Monday taking on Tomahawk in the home opener for Marathon. 5 p.m. Is the scheduled start time right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. and on the Civic Media app. Marathon came so very close to a trip to the state tournament a year ago, fell in the sectional championship round. They are the preseason favorites in the Marrowwood Conference South Division and also in the top 10 in the state rankings to start off the season as well. So, again, high expectations for the Marathon High School baseball team in Marathon against Tomahawk, scheduled for 5 p.m. weather permitting on Monday as we start April the 1st on Monday. And again, you can catch Marathon High School baseball and softball all season long here on Bow Falls Radio. Then on Tuesday, we'll have our first Wausau West spring sports broadcast. The Wausau West softball team taking on Wausau East in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Wausau West has installed lights for the first time over at the baseball and softball diamond. So Tuesday will be a little bit of a later start. 6 o'clock is the first pitch. 5:50 airtime, again, weather permitting, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And then Thursday of next week, our first Wausau West baseball broadcast against Antigo. Next Friday, we'll see the Newman Catholic softball team for the first time against Wausau West. And then Saturday of next week, the Marathon softball team for the first time. In fact, we'll have a pair of games from Marathon a week from tomorrow against both Edgar and Wausau East. So, okay, knock on wood that we have a good weather week next week, and we'll be able to see basically all the teams that we cover during the spring sports season at least once next week here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, if you want to keep up with our schedule, you can just go to our website, BowFallsRadio.com, click on the sports link, and then you'll be able to get previous broadcasts and also a look at our upcoming schedule as well of high school sports. Coming up, we are going to take a look at your weekend weather. It's a holiday weekend, and again, weather-wise, could be a bit of a mixture. So we're going to talk about that coming up next. The time is 8:18. It is a Friday morning. Hopefully, it's been a good work week, and hopefully it'll be a great holiday weekend. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You've got a river and rainbows and sun in your eyes. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my head over you. Well, you gotta be crazy, baby, to want a guy like me. Yeah, you've gotta be out of your mind. Crazy. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also tune in on our Facebook page, the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page, and also on the Bow Falls Radio X page as well. The time is 8:21, again, 27 degrees, mostly cloudy skies as I look out the window here at our downtown studios. Also, our friend Rob from Tigerton says it's sunny over in that part of the state, 24 degrees, and wishes everybody a happy and blessed Easter. And says, everyone be kind and respectful to each other. So good words from Rob to start off this Good Friday morning to everybody in central Wisconsin. A little bit under the weather again is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany normally joins us at this time, but Brittany, again, has been under the weather the last couple of days. Hopefully she'll be back on Monday, but Brittany did report that to expect rain to move in late tonight through tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, Brittany says, avoid morning travel because there'll be icy, freezing rain and snow mix until 10 a.m., highs will be in the mid-40s and cloudy all weekend. And then Sunday in the afternoon, more rain as the next system hits into early next week bringing another mix of rain and snow. So that's the information from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Right now in Wausau, 27 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. The winds are calm. Dew point of 20, relative humidity of 75%. The barometer at 30.06 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Of course, right before us every weekday morning, it's Up North News Radio hosted by Pat Kreitlow. But you may not know, and I'm sure many of you do know, that Up North News is not just a radio program. It's also a website, a news site, led by founding editor Pat Kreitlow. UpNorthNewsWI.com. And yesterday, Pat Kreitlow put out a piece on UpNorthNewsWI.com talking about the Wausau mayor's race and some outside money coming in to try to take down Mayor Katie Rosenberg. Of course, the election is coming up on Tuesday. And according to Pat Kreitlow's piece, again, at UpNorthNewsWI.com, hit pieces attacking Mayor Katie Rosenberg are from a group led by a current donor bundler for former President Donald Trump. A right-wing funded dark money group known to have spread false information in a past election is pouring money into Wausau in an attempt to unseat Mayor Katie Rosenberg, even as one of its leaders is raising money in Wisconsin for former President Donald Trump. The group, and again, you love these names. It's a dark, dirty, lying group, but they put out a nice name. Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund. Oh, has to be a good group, right? Well, they're independent from any candidate, though their actions are clearly designed, according to Pat Kreitlow's article, to help Rosenberg's challenger, City Council member Doug Dinney, who promised absolutely he would not accept any support from dark money groups or special interest groups. In one recent mail piece from a Waukesha County address, the group attacks Mayor Rosenberg as having, quote, made a mess of city government during a four-year term that coincided with the discovery of PFAS contamination in the city's drinking supply and Rosenberg's subsequent securing of funds to build a new drinking water treatment plant. Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund appears to be connected to a man named Brandon Rossner, whose lengthy Republican resume includes serving as campaign manager for Republican former Assembly Speaker John Gard, a finance director on Tim Michels' failed 2022 campaign for governor, and a bundler currently working for Trump. A bundler, if you're not familiar with the term, is someone who solicits and collects campaign donations from many givers and delivers the bundle to the campaign. Rossner also serves on the board of a group called Midwest Growth, a significant funder of Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund. Most recently, he was listed in a Wispolitics story about bundling contributions ahead of Trump's April 2nd visit to Green Bay, seeking donations of $25,000 for VIP status at the event. So if you want to be a VIP on Tuesday of next week at Donald Trump's visit to Green Bay, all it will cost you is $25,000. I wonder if you'll also get some of those really snazzy Trump shoes that he's been hawking, or how about that Trump Bible that he's been trying to get people to buy for $60 each this week. Will you get a free Trump Bible if you give $25,000 to this Rossner to be a VIP at Trump's April 2nd visit to Green Bay? I get off on a tangent here. Getting back to the focus here, again, these dark money groups that are coming into Wausau to try and take down Mayor Rosenberg. Dark money groups are entities that are not required to disclose their donors, as they take advantage of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that also removed meaningful limits from corporate campaign donations. While there are still donor disclosure requirements on what one type of political group can receive from donors, they are often funded by dark money groups, making it impossible to learn who is putting money into a race like the election here for Wausau mayor. In 2022, mailings sent out by Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund contained false information in their attacks on certain Green Bay City Council members. In fact, a Green Bay Press Gazette report said the mailings claimed that the council members had presided over a 600% increase in the homicide rate and eliminated 10 police officers. Well, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? But the facts were there had been no such increase in homicide deaths. And while the city has struggled to find new law enforcement prospects to replace retiring staff members, it had not laid off officers. So, again, if you see these hit pieces being put out against Mayor Rosenberg, be aware that this is a group that has shown very little compulsion to tell the truth, that they have put out bad information. And the idea, again, of people from outside the area flooding this community with lies and with negative campaign spots is wrong in every level. And so, again, according to, again, this story, which you can get in its entirety at upnorthnewswi.com, an attorney named Will Harris is quoted. He's a Rosenberg supporter, said that these attack ads are coming from outsider community and funded by special interests. Organizations like the Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund out of Pewaukee, almost 3 hours away from Wausau. Harris says the organization knows nothing about our community, nor do they care about our community. They certainly don't know anything about the work Mayor Kitty has actually done within the community to bring about real change that will grow Wausau's economy. So, again, these outside dark money groups coming in here and trying to affect our elections is wrong. And it goes back again to the Citizens United and the opening up for organizations such as this. It's wrong on every single level. And again, you can take a look at the complete story at upnorthnewswi.com. Again, that's upnorthnewswi.com. Coming up, we will have a information update, news, weather, and sports. And then after that, we'll be joined by Bow Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens. That's straight ahead. The time is 8:29. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Well, you know you had it coming to you. Now there's not a lot I can do. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Friday morning, heading towards the holiday weekend, and it is a very, very busy sports time. Baseball's opening day held yesterday, not for the Brewers, but held yesterday for much of Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Bucks are heading down the stretch of the regular season. The Sweet 16 going on in college basketball. NFL never too far away as well with their offseason free agency in the midst of the news as well. And to talk about it all, we're joined again by our Bow Falls Radio sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, good Friday morning.
Good Friday morning, Evan. Badgers hockey.
Yes.
NCAA tournament like that. Badgers women's basketball team, they're still competing in the NIT. They had a game last night that they won. So, yeah, enough to keep me busy. But, man, you know, it's not like like the Bucks have to win them all, but it's how they're losing some of these games. Like to have the lead they had against the Lakers the other night with
right.
LeBron watching, you know, from the bench with the bad ankle. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got D'Angelo Russell getting hot. And then Austin Reeves from the Lakers, he ends up having a triple-double, 29 points, 14 rebounds. And, you know, the Bucks in the double overtime end up looking kind of gassed. They're in New Orleans last night playing the Pelicans. And Zion Williamson, the former, you know, first-round pick for the announcers are talking about he's actually having his best year because he's kind of grown up. He's matured. He's doing the things he has to do. But the Pelicans kept the Bucks out of the paint last night. You know, it kept Giannis blocked out. So that forced them to shoot from 3 points. Malik Beasley, their fifth guy on their team, got hot there for a while. I think he had six. But then you saw him missing you know, crucial moments when they're down by 10 with maybe 5 minutes left. And the Bucks lose last night 107-100. Just tough. That should have been a W for them.
When you look at the Bucks, they're now 73 games into the season. There's 9 games left in the regular season. Yeah. You're paying 3 head coaches. You got a team with, again, star power. And yet it feels like we still have not felt like we know this team yet. It just feels like they're constantly trying to find who this team is. And we're 73 games into the season. We're getting to the point where you kind of are who you are, aren't you?
Yeah, well, they're getting their best from some of their opponents, that's for sure. I don't think their excuses now. Maybe a month or two ago when they, you know, lost 6 or 7 games or so after Doc Rivers took over, there's a lot of things now where the Doc Rivers way is the right way. It's what this team needed, because they were just going to be a run and shoot team like they were, you know, last fall, and playing almost zero defense. And now they're more balanced, they're running plays. But it's not always consistent. There's chemistry problems. And then imagine being Doc Rivers. You know, you say, I need another scrappy guy to get in there. And, you know, I had Pat Beverly when I was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Let's trade for him. So they made that trade about a month ago. And Sunday night against the Thunder, which was a great game, Pat's warming up, and all of a sudden he feels this tweak in his right wrist, his shooting hand. And he's like, oh, man, okay, that doesn't feel good. So he played a little bit in the game. The next day he went in for x-rays. Doctors come back the next day and say, yeah, you've got torn ligaments in your right wrist. We're going to need to go in there, surgery, and you'll be out the next 3 or 4 months. So he announces on a podcast, I guess I'm done for the year. Last night he ends up showing up and tells Doc, I'm playing. So he played for 7 minutes last night, but, you know, told the world he was done for the year. So, and Doc Rivers says, yeah, I guess I got to listen to his podcast to find out how he's doing. I mean, that's how crazy it can be for one of these NBA coaches and all these personalities. I did have a great experience, though, this week. You know, the NBA, you know, ever since COVID, it's tougher and tougher, Chad, to get access to some of these guys, you know, to hang out with them, talk about places to eat or you know, movies they've seen or whatever. And the NBA, most games, The coach will come out, and then they'll bring in a couple of players. And they're always good about getting 2 or 3 players. But it's a press conference setting. It's not hanging out in the locker room, which is, you know, really kind of a way to get to know people. But they let us in Sunday night. So this was after they'd beat a young, fast Oklahoma City Thunder team, and they were feeling really good about themselves. And, you know, so we're talking to Chris Middleton. We're talking to Bobby Portis, who's always interesting. And, you know, I sent you all that, those interviews, right?
Yep.
And over there in the corner, there's Giannis, still sitting on a bench in front of his locker. He's got both the left and the right knee with huge ice bags, and then this clear plastic adhesive wrapped 100 times around his knees to hold the bags on his knees. And then he's got both feet in blue buckets of ice water. I mean, chunks of ice and water. And that's to get the swelling down in the knees and the ankles after the game. Now, it's not like Giannis has got, you know, knee problems, per se, more than any other player. I mean, there's Chris Middleton. He's dressed and ready to leave. It's just that this is the way Giannis is. I mean, he is such a nutso competitor. If the trainers say, you know, really, you guys should ice down after every game. Ice on the knees, ice on the ankles, gets the swelling down and helps your recovery time. So if you got to play, you know, a double overtime game 2 nights later, you'll be in better shape. And so after we're talking to all these other players, Damian Lillard, you know, really good interview guy to talk to, all of a sudden you hear this cell phone alarm go off. And it's like, was somebody waking up? No, that's Giannis' cell phone. He hits the alarm. He'd set it for 20 minutes, and after every game, he does what he's told to do, puts those ice bags on, puts those feet in the ice water, and after 20 minutes, and then you see him drying off his feet, putting on his socks, standing up and saying, okay, guys, I'll talk to you now. That's just how crazy a competitor he is, and I thought that was an interesting thing to see.
Also on the hardwood tonight, obviously Marquette in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 11 years, taking on North Carolina State. One thing that's kind of interesting about this matchup for Marquette is in order to make a deep run, you need to be good, but you also need to be, I think, a little bit lucky in terms of the brackets. And this will be the third straight double-digit seeded team that Marquette faces, an opportunity to get to the Elite Eight without facing a single-digit seed. Marquette, yeah, they were able to battle through in a couple of games that really, you know, they had to battle to get to this point. But bracket-wise, they've had a little bracket luck, haven't they?
They have. And the other thing, too, is Shaka Smart is such an incredibly bright coach. There was that one play where they were going to try and win a game with like 2 seconds left. They had the ball back in the Big East tournament, and they had to inbound from the back end of the far court. And he draws up a play where the ball is thrown in, guy catches it at midcourt, then calls the timeout, only takes off like 0.2 of a second. Now they inbound from the side, and they did a two-pass play where they went for a high-percentage layup and almost got it in before the buzzer went off. But it's like, you know, I mean, the announcers, you could hear them just like, God, this guy is creative and finds ways, you know, to make this stuff work for him. But tonight, this NC State, this is another one of these physical teams that they're going to make you shoot from outside. They have a kid named DJ Burns who weighs 275 pounds and he's 6'9". 275. So you've got to get through this brick wall underneath the basket. And they were talking about watching tape on him and trying to figure out how they're going to get around him tonight. That tip-off is 6:09 tonight for Marquette.
Packers and the rest of the NFL, you know, they get a chance to all get together at a great location. They had their meetings this week. What did we learn this week? Obviously, the offseason continues. They had a lot of signings very quickly in free agency. What did we find out with the NFL meetings this week?
Did you see a tape yet of this new kickoff rule that they passed the other day?
I did not see the tape. I've been reading a bit about that.
Oh, it's just crazy. It's crazy. You know, I mean, Roger Goodell, you know, everything he does turns to gold for this. I mean, they drew 123.4 million viewers to the Super Bowl. More people watched this last Super Bowl than Neil and Buzz on the moon, okay? So, you know, Roger finds some ways to get revenue and to get ratings and to get talk. And they feel that the kickoff is a dangerous play. The stats are high, they say. The coaches and the football players don't seem to agree. But they took a vote, and I think it was like 29-3. And one of the teams that voted against changing kickoffs was the Packers, because Mark Murphy said, you know, this is such a radical change is what the game looks like. Shouldn't we just, like, maybe do it on a trial basis during the preseason? But, you know, yeah, well, we'll step in line with the commissioner and always talk about player safety. So they're borrowing something from the XFL. It's an XFL play. So if you're the receiving team, you line up all your guys, like, I think it looked like around the 35, and then you got your kickoff receiver at the back at the goal line. And the kicking team, the kicker's way down there by himself at the opposite end of the field, and he no longer has his boys all lined up on the line where the ball's on the tee. They've moved them, all 10 of those defenders, 10 yards away from the receiving team. So they're standing like the 45 or so. They were actually played a tape from an XFL play on what it looks like. I mean, it just looks totally weird. Totally weird. They say it's going to be safer so that, you know, instead of running down the field 40 or 50 yards and colliding with a player, you know, now you're 10 yards away, so that'll, you know, maybe that'll help. We'll see, but it's going to look really – people are going to be watching that first, you know, weekend of games this year and saying, you know, what are they doing? What is that? You know? And also, they want to play a game in Brazil opening weekend, and so they got the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles are going to be down in Brazil playing either the Cleveland Browns or the Green Bay Packers. And Mark Murphy said, yeah, you know, we support Roger in international play, these games in Germany and Mexico. And last year, you know, two years ago, we played in London against the Giants. He said, but, you know, the runways in Green Bay are too short for a direct flight. And we can't get a big enough plane with enough fuel to fly all the way from Green Bay. So that would be kind of a hardship for our players. They'd probably have to get on buses and go to, you know, Milwaukee or O'Hare Airport, you know, to get on a big enough plane and a long enough runway so we could make the direct flight to Brazil. I'm like, well, how did they dream up that excuse? I mean, the runways are too short. Ever heard of a connecting flight, Mark? You know?
And Mike, real quickly, another rule change that was put in this week. I wanted your thoughts on this new tackle ban, the hip drop tackle ban. What are your thoughts on that?
I just listen to the players. I mean, you've even got offensive players that say, "Come on, just let them play." But it's one of those things, just like, you know, missile tackles, where defensive backs would lunge themselves in the air using their helmet and drill guys at the sidelines, and you know that was dangerous to both players. There's some of these guys where, you know, there's a ball carrier there, and you're a linebacker and you're wrapping up, and then you take your hip and you throw it into him, and you pull the guy over your hip to be able to trip him and throw him to the ground, you know, just like Butkus and Nitschke used to do. They say, yeah, you're going to get a flag if we catch you doing that. So, you know, some guys are getting better at it and good at it. It's a great way to shake up the ball carrier and maybe shake the ball out of his hands. But, yeah, they passed that one as well.
And finally, Brewers will try to get things underway today in New York, taking on old friend David Stearns and his new role at the New York Mets. I got to tell you, there's a lot of mystery about what this season's going to be for the Brew Crew, isn't it?
Well, and if you're Pat Murphy and at 65 finally get your first full-time job as a manager, he'd been interim manager for the Padres. 8 years as the bench coach, today becomes the official manager of the Brewers. But, you know, after Freddie Peralta is his starter, I mean, you know, Wade Miley's his left-handed guy, veteran guy in his 30s. He's going to be – they just put him on the IL with a shoulder problem. Garrett Mitchell is the kid that, you know, missed last year. He slid into home or third base head first in April and missed most of the year with a labrum injury that he had half a surgery on. He ends up fracturing his hand the other day in BP. He's out with, you know, broken hand. And then Devin Williams, the closer, he's out until May or June with a couple of stress fractures in the back. You know, this is a young team. Pat Murphy needs, you know, all the veteran help that he can get. But it will be exciting to see, you know, this Jackson Churio, 20 years old. They gave him an 8-year deal worth, you know, $82 million. And when he starts today out in the outfield, I think it's going to be right field, he will be the youngest player to start on opening.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We have these hard breaks, and unfortunately we got cut off right at the end with Mike Clemens finishing off. So I want to just say again, thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us. As Mike said, lots going on. And, you know, for college fans, we got Marquette again taking on North Carolina State in the Sweet 16 tonight, just after 6 o'clock. But he also mentioned again about how the Badger hockey team, Wisconsin Badger hockey team, back in the NCAA tournament. And really, what an outstanding job with the new head coach, Hastings, has been able to do for the Badgers. And now they get a chance to try to make a deep run in the NCAAs. It's been a long time. Man, when I was a kid, it was every year the Badgers would be making deep runs in the NCAAs, winning NCAA tournaments. But now for the 27th time, the Wisconsin Badgers in the NCAA tournament, and they will be taking on Quinnipiac. And that will be the first round game today at 4:30 p.m. The game will be televised on ESPN News. I said it last week when it came to Badger women's hockey. I don't get ESPN News. Gee whiz. I mean, can you please put it on? How about ESPN2? I mean, but ESPN News, it's not on the, at least for me, it's not on my basic cable tier. I have to buy an additional tier to get ESPN News. So again, this is an NCAA tournament and not able to see the Badgers in action. I actually last week listened on the radio. I listened on to the radio stream for the Badger women, both in the semifinals last Friday and the national championship game against Ohio State on Sunday. So again, hockey getting the short end of the stick when it comes to coverage of the NCAA tournaments, both on the women's and the men's sides, as compared to the basketball. So unfortunately for Badger hockey fans, have to tune in, which is not a bad thing. Again, as a radio guy, I love hearing the radio. Got an outstanding broadcaster for Wisconsin hockey and Brian Posick. So again, Badgers and Quinnipiac today at 4:30. If Badgers win, they'll play again on Sunday. And real quickly, if you're a Powerball player, well, we are getting higher and higher and higher.
Nobody's won yet?
Nope, nobody has won yet. The Powerball is now approaching $1 billion. Would that be nice or what? To win $1 billion? I mean, gee whiz. Absolutely. I think one of the first things I'd do for $1 billion, I would find a way to have personally delivered Krispy Kreme donuts, as we have none of those around here. I wish we had Krispy Kreme around here. But I think with $1 billion, I could find a way.
Definitely, you can actually bring the business back to Wausau.
Bring it back here to say, okay, I want Krispy Kreme back here. But the Powerball jackpot is currently at an eye-popping $935 million.
I would probably buy my own apartment if I could have that much, because that'd be
a condo, be right? Great. A condo.
A condo would be excellent.
There you go, a condo. That's what you would have to buy. The Powerball will now be the 11th largest U.S. lottery jackpot in history. There have been, I'm gonna save this one. I have a little information here, and we're gonna use it as our number for the day.
I like that.
I'm gonna use it. It's gonna be a Powerball based number for the day. I'm not gonna mention further information on this aspect of it, but the Saturday night jackpot expected to provide a life changing fortune to the lucky player or players who eventually matches all the winning numbers. We don't know what's going to happen this Saturday.
Yeah,
I mean, we've had 10 others that have been bigger jackpots in lottery history. So we're going to be able to see if tomorrow night is the night. And again, I never buy lottery tickets. I like to have a little control when I gamble, which is why I play poker. But I might just have to say, okay, I'm gonna take a $10 bill and say, okay, give me some tickets here and take the chance that maybe when I come in on Monday morning to do this show, I'll be able to say, this is my last show. No. I would still stay working. At least,
how much is a Powerball ticket anyway?
I don't even know. That's a good question. I don't know if it's $2. I'm going to find out here real quick.
I know how much it's worth right now, but how much do you have to pay for each a ticket if you want to buy some?
That is an excellent question, because I think people that buy it every time, they would know right off the top of their head. All right. Okay. It says a $3 play includes a $2 play on Wisconsin's Powerball. This is weird. Okay. What the heck? Oh. Okay. Powerball costs $2 per play. But if you can bundle it with Power Play, then it's $3. I don't know. That makes no sense. Okay. The Powerball ticket price is $2 per play, but you can add Power Play for $1, bringing the total to $3 per ticket. I'm assuming that there's a reason that you'd add that $1. I'm guessing they must, in order to get the full... Let me look at this. This got me miffed and baffled here.
Okay, we still have 2 minutes. This is fun.
I mean, this is just weird. Okay. The idea is, what the heck? I don't know. All right, we're going to have...
They never have a straight answer.
Right. It's answer, like, you know, it's like, okay, it's a $2 play, but then you can add another dollar for this Power Play feature.
It's like you have to do all the math in your head.
I know, but I mean, it's I'm assuming that this Power Play is worth... the extra dollar. I don't know. So I guess
they've ever heard of the Power Play. I'm not sure.
All right. The basics are $2. So we're going to say $2 per ticket. So Say if you put a 10 down, you get 5 tickets and 5 chances to win. And again, the odds are
extremely high.
Right. But in the end, you think about it, somebody's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody always wins. Somebody always finds a way to win. So it may be worth once in a while to do it. I would not do it every time. I do it very, very rarely.
I don't do it at all.
But may have to do it for tomorrow. Again, I always say that here at the show, but then mm-hmm. I always forget about it because it's not one of the things I think about unless I'm talking about this incredible jackpot. Yeah. Coming up, top of the hour, information update, news, weather, sports, gets up to speed on everything that's going on with Civic Media. Then after 9 o'clock at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik for our weekly Friday visit. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.